This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on July 7th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday night, the time is right for trivia, and we have 3 big hours of it. We have a straggler. We have 11 bumper stumpers. I don't know. One of them is going to seem pretty familiar to you, maybe. All big hit artists, I'll tell you that. There's an absolute theme, and if you get that, that's great. If you know any of the artists, that's great, too. So that is what we're doing bumper-wise. Now, as far as that straggler, well, you may recall that in 1960, on average, Americans ate 4 pounds of this every year. 40 years later, we were up to 30 pounds, and we pretty much stayed there. We're pretty close to that number, maybe a little more. What is it we're eating? Yeah, 10 times more than we used to. So, pretty much. So, what's the deal? All right, so that's the question. And when you don't know my question and you don't recognize my bumpers, none of which you've heard yet, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that, as we prove every week. If you know something about something, well, ask for that category and strut your stuff. Now, Laura from Des Plaines was great. She came up with fast trivia. Yes. And we were doing 5 out of 5, but she had suggested in an email, come on, with the top 10, you give them 70%. And I thought, you know, that's valid. And after all, when you missed one of them, you were asking for more. And I understand that. So we're going to move. There will be no more. 5 is it. But you only have to get 3 of them right. Now, the deal is you have 5 seconds to answer. And I do mean 5. We'll be counting them. So there ain't no cheating on this. But the good news is the questions are easy. So you'll remember that, hopefully, from prior weeks. To give you an example, oh, I can do that somewhere. Let's see. Who painted the famous artwork, The Last Supper? Come on, you know that. All right, so things of that nature. What's the name for dried plums? Well, everybody knows that's prunes. So they're easy, relatively. So, and you only got to get 3 out of 5. So you can have that category as well. The prizes, as you know, are utterly worthless. They take forever to reach you. The certificates are fun. Everything else, well, it's a DVD or a CD or a tabloid or something you probably don't want, but you'll like the certificates. And we are making a concerted effort to get those certificates out. But as I mentioned last week, we were doing pretty well on trying to get up to date, and then something happened locally, and we won't belabor what it is, but it's somewhat taking us out of the game for a while. So of course, what's the first thing to go when that happens? The prizes. So you're not doing it for the prizes; you're doing it for the fun of it, and I appreciate it. So that's Monday Night Trivia. Yeah, any questions? Well, any answers? 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and we're gonna kick it off with Billy Bob. And Billy Bob is in Bourbonnais. So, Billy Bob, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, number 45th time caller.
Ah, good to have you.
I'd like to take a guess on your straggler that people are eating more. Is it poutine?
No.
Oh, I give up then. And right. I have one request for a song I like to hear, The Wings of a Dove by Furman Husky.
Oh, my. All right.
If you could play that one.
On the wings of a snow white dove. Yeah, all right. Let's see. Well, I'm writing it down. And I'm writing your name.
Thank you.
I'm writing your name down so I know who requested it. Billy Bob. Okay, you got it. Now, you want to do three out of five here?
Yeah, on the snappy questions or answers. Or
all right, you have 5 seconds for each of them. Here's the first five. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Who sang Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Rod Stewart.
Who was the 16th U.S. president?
Abe Lincoln.
What is a baby kangaroo called?
A jelly.
You've won right there. We don't even have to go further. Very good.
Oh, I quit. I'm ahead.
Yes, absolutely. Hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's just that easy. So you get the hang of it, I do believe. 888-876-5593, 888-88-Raleigh. Oh, and I see Don wants World War II planes. He's going to get them. And, of course, Barry wants the Beatles. Whatever you want will be up next, 888-876-5593, Monday Night Trivia. Yeah, so if it's Friday night, enjoy the show, sit back and listen. But if it's Monday night, by all means, use that number, 888-ROLLYE, and give us a call on WGN Radio.
It looked like a twist, it moved like a slop, and every time I see it, boy, I nearly blow my top. She got a walk, oh, what a walk. She gotta catch your eye when you see her passing by. What a walk. She don't have to dance the pony or the bop. She crawls against the light and bring the traffic to a stop. She gotta walk. Oh, what a walk. She doesn't have a notion what she's doing with that notion. What a walk. Yeah, yeah, she really is a big sensation. I'm telling you what, she's a move. Oh, the biggest thing to hit the nation. Anywhere from coast to coast. Oh, she wiggled to the left, she wiggled to the right. And you forget the time and place and everything inside. She got a walk. Oh, what a walk. No one can entertain her, boy, there isn't any greener. What a walk.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So there's your first bumper stumper. Who is it? And yes, all of these people are well-known artists. That's not the theme, of course, but indeed, who is that? And yeah, I don't expect you to necessarily know the song off the top of your head, but the artist, yeah, it should be a no-brainer. All right, so if you don't know my bumpers and you don't have an answer for my question, again, what we're talking about, on 1960, on average, we had 4 pounds of this a year. 40 years later, we were up to 30 pounds and growing. So today, we're pretty close to that, maybe 10 times as much as what we ate in 1960. What is it we're eating? All right, 888-876-5593. Don and Beloit, how's it going, Don?
Hey, it's going great. It's going great.
Good.
Lots of biking and bike racing and hockey.
Good.
You have played a few times, a couple of times in the last few months, from my observations. You played that Bull Moose Jackson Big Ten and
Of course. And It Ain't the Meat, It's the Motion, or classics.
Right. King at Records. Fred Wine's Mantle, of course. I had to look that up. But of course, if you asked 100 people, you know, who wrote it, they would just say Aerosmith, of course. And it's on the third. Toys in the Attic. It was my favorite album there. In my generation, everybody knew it was the last song on the first side of that album, which sold 8 million copies, I noticed.
Well, there's a writer very happy about that. to say the least. Yeah. Fred was thrilled. Yeah. And, you know, we talked about his background. He wasn't the type, but he sure did write it.
Was he a King, like, special guy that they brought out once in a while? Like,
No. He was a big band guy.
As far as that goes,
he had a very interesting history as far
okay,
as
okay okay
yeah no and well, very accomplished of, and by the way later headed A&R for co-ed, so he wasn't any slouch.
Wow okay
yeah
Could you later in the week play Eddie Cochran's 20 Flight Rock?
Let me write it down, or I'll never do it. No. I had a nice piece of paper. I was writing this down. I've already lost it. Oh, here we are. Good. And so, 20 Flight Rock.
Don from Beloit, Eddie Cochran, 20 Flight Rock.
Okay, EC.
And I was studying Etta James and the Peaches in this case, yeah. And her first big hit, which she... You play that? Roll...
With Henry. It's an answer record.
Yeah.
It's an answer record. It's not one of my favorite by her, but and she was singing long before it because, you know, she was kind of a protege of what's his name in California. Whose name is terrible. What's his name? Oh, great. How bigger they are, harder they fall. I'm trying to think of his name right. Johnny Otis, yeah. She was part of the Johnny Otis.
She co-wrote it with,
yeah, well, she was part of that Johnny Otis show, so absolutely.
I was just started studying, like, her early stuff, and that was the first thing that she did that was big, and she also... was a writer of it as well, co-wrote it.
She did a number of things over the years, but as I say, that probably isn't what I'd call by any means a signature song for her. It was an answer record, and it did pretty well, probably more than any most people think of at last. Not my favorite, but a good record. So,
But Chitlin' Circuit, it brought her some local fame for a while, I'm sure.
No, she did very well, and a number of things. You know, my favorite, of course, is that duet she did with Harvey Fuqua. You know, that's my all-time favorite. It's probably my top three
favorite
records.
We'll play that again some other time this week, too. Okay.
My Heart Cries. But I'll get stuck on one for a while and of hers, you know, and I'll play it and play it and play it, and then I'll just kind of move
on. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what lovers of music do. Exactly.
All right. So,
well, do we have lots of bananas? We're eating more bananas than we used to.
That's not it.
Avocados?
Nope.
Does it have something to do with chicken?
No chicken.
Like wings or breasts?
We'll get rid of the whole chicken.
Okay. Mangoes.
No.
Strawberries.
No. One more.
I give up. You can move on.
All right. This is World War II flying tangential. Everybody knows from countless pictures that famous flyer's silk scarf, which was actually not for show. What was its function?
Of like flyers in general?
Yes, they wore silk scarf for a reason. It was an absolute reason. It wasn't just for the fashion.
Well, this started in World War One with the open cockpits. It just kept your neck warm at like 100 miles an hour, open cockpit in case you bailed out. You know, it was necessary to keep your neck warm.
Actually, you're right about the neck, but you're wrong about the warm. You want to try again?
Well... a lot of people had their own silk maps and special scarves on them and things like that were sewn in, or they wore them around their scarf. I don't know. Maybe I don't know this.
Okay. It was for preventing the neck from chafing on the collar because the pilot was continuously rotating his head to check for bandits.
Okay. I could see that. But with some of the rough outerwear that they had to wear, that kind of makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it had an actual function, and most people didn't realize it. But yeah, that's the deal.
I'm guessing that's a World War One.
No, it says
thing that,
I don't know. It says World War II
held
trivia.
Over.
It might have been.
Okay.
I think it probably worked well in World War One, but as far as I know, it was government issue. You know, they realized that this was going to be a problem.
Well, you can give me a fleece-lined leather coat on a cold winter day.
I'm with you.
Yeah, those things are rough. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Good deal.
Okay.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593 takes us to Robert in Stickney, who's guessing on our bumper. I bet you you know. All right, Robert, who was it?
Okay. All right. I couldn't guess it right away, but when I heard that that sound during the bridge, it sounded like Bobby Lewis to
me. That's absolutely right. It is Bobby Lewis.
Yeah.
All right. Well, a little too early for you to guess the theme, but you're 100% right on the artist, so hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. Good deal. So Robert and Stickney nails it. Our first bumper, one down and 10 to go. All right. You'll hear another one right after the news, don't you know. So Lisa in Dundee, let's first say goodbye to Robert. And I think, did I say goodbye to Robert? No. Who did I hang up on? Oh, well. it's like that. Lisa in Dundee, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you. Hello, Raleigh.
How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Yeah, I can't complain.
Yeah, me either. You know, this bumper, straggler.
Yeah.
That's got to be something. 4 pounds isn't a lot of anything to eat, really, in a year.
You're 100% right. Very few people ate it.
So, yeah, and that's what's so hard to, you know, I first thought of Velveeta.
Oh, God.
But,
it's not,
you know, that comes in a pound
loaf,
and people used to eat it like crazy in the 60s. So
they probably eat less. They probably eat less of it today.
Probably. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's a weird one. I have to keep thinking about that one. I do have a song request before we do my 5 for 5.
Okay.
It's a real blast from my past, from the late 70s. And it's by Joe Tex, and it's Ain't Gonna Bump No More.
All right. I know the record. Okay, you got it.
You don't hate it, do you?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I don't think about it, so sure, I'll play it.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
Anyway,
right.
I love it. Okay, now right. I'll do my 5 for 5.
All right, let's go. You got 5 seconds for each of them.
Yes.
Which part of your body contains the funny bone?
Your elbow.
Bringing dead animals home is affection by what common pet?
A dog?
Cats.
Oh, cats? Oh.
Yeah, cats are famous for it. Which bird delivers babies in folklore?
The stork?
Yes. What musical instrument does Ringo Starr play?
Drums.
And you got 3 of them. That's all you need to do.
Excellent.
All right.
Great.
All right. Good
okay.
deal. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you. Have
all
a good
right.
week.
You too. All right. So it's just that easy. But occasionally, yeah, like that cat question. Now, any cat owner would have been able to answer that, you know, because it's one of those love-hate things. You know, it's great that your animal is so affectionate and thinks so much of you. It's another thing that he's brought home a dead rat or what have you. So yeah, that's an issue. I'm lining the questions I've asked so that I don't ask them again. And of course, again, to Laura in Des Plaines, thank you. She's done all the heavy lifting as well as come up with the concept, and it's great. All right, so let's see. Can we get into the Beatles before the news, or does that have to wait? And actually, I guess it's only fair it waits now because it's less than a minute. So we will start with Barry in New Hampshire with another Beatles question, which he'll ace, of course. But our question, which I'm hoping you'll answer. If you don't, it's revealed at the end of the show tonight. But in 1960, on average, Americans ate 4 pounds of this. 40 years later, we were up to 30 pounds and growing. Today, we're somewhere around that number, but about 10 times more than we were eating in 1960. What is it we're eating now that we didn't eat then? All right. Collectively, by the way, 4.5 billion pounds a year in America of this entering our mouths annually. All right. There's a graphic. And on that note, we'll see what's going on in the world at large and get back to Monday Night Trivia in moments here on WGN Radio.
Signs of the misery that
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's enough of that. Who are they? All right. And, of course, now you've heard two of them. I don't know that that's enough to give you an inkling of a theme. But just in case, 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And, yes, well-known, that's for sure. All right. So now, promised Barry in New Hampshire he'd be up right away, and he is. So welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
All right. Would it be potatoes or tofu?
Would it be what?
Would it be potatoes that people eat more, or
well, you got to be very
tofu.
It's not tofu for sure, but be more specific with your other choice.
Oh, French fries!
Absolutely right. We have a winner.
Oh, boy.
That's exactly it. Yeah, we only ate a year, 4 pounds or so in 1960. And now, man, oh, man, like 10 times that. So McDonald's is the reason, probably more than anything else, as one would guess. And it's really sad because, of course, everything used to be in beef tallow, which was just wonderful, but it isn't anymore. Collectively, we eat 4.5 billion pounds a year. McDonald's sells almost 4 billion pounds of them. So you are a winner. I don't even have to ask you your Beatles question. You just won.
That's 3 weeks in a row.
that's pretty darn good.
I was wondering if WGN had to do ratings. Like, I remember years ago, we used to get books and they used to pay like a dollar or something, $2 to $5.
Right. Well, it's done electronically now with something called a people meter that you wear for a period of time, and it automatically records what you're listening to, everybody in the household, if they're a family that's participating that particular ratings period. So absolutely, they do ratings, and WGN does very well.
Does, and do you have any idea what you're listening
audiences? I think I'm number two in Chicago behind the all news station. But that's usually the case. Occasionally it's number one, but that's bragging rights. That's people of all ages. Now, when you start getting into demographics, that changes the position dramatically. But as far as overall, anybody six to death, yeah, I'm usually number two. But I'm going to do something right now since you asked. Let me see if I can quickly confirm that, because I get that occasionally by email, and I usually file it. So let me see if I cannot find it right now so we can figure it out. All right, come on. All right, well, you're telling me everything, but I'll keep looking. Don't go away. We will check this out one way or another. All right, Nielsen Audio, here we go, for May. And because obviously this is June. And so May... Monday through Friday, 10 to 1. I'm not number two right now. Adult 65 plus I am, but persons six to death, I'm number five. So.
And is there any, converted to how many listeners that is?
Well, there are, yes, absolutely. Then you start to look at CUME numbers. So if you do that, the cumulative total in any given week from 6 to 10 p.m. Would be, for me, 43,000 people.
For me. Okay.
Yeah. And looking at May a year ago, it was it's higher than that. So it's a nice change. But again, demographics are key. So I'm going to skew on that older side, obviously. But overall, I'm number five overall. And looking at everything else on WGN, 10 a.m. to noon would be number five, and Morning Drive, Bob Surratt, number two. There you go. Good for him. So that's it at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but you, I'm almost always at the top five when you're talking about, you know, six plus. But you know, often number two. I don't have. I think I might have one number one. But man, that all news station's hard to beat.
Yep.
All right. Well, as usual, you are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay. Thanks, Polly.
All right. So 888-876-5593. We put Barry on hold, and we talked to Fran in Austin. Fran, how are you feeling?
I'm here.
Yeah, I heard that. Attendance was taken. Yes.
I don't want to think about how I'm feeling. So
yeah.
I just want to play trivia.
Yeah, I can more than understand that. So let's see what we got for you.
However, I do appreciate you asking.
Yeah. Well, I'll always ask, and you never have to answer. All right.
Okay.
Who is Sherlock Holmes' assistant?
Watson.
How many lives is a cat said to have?
Nine.
Who was the first woman pilot to fly solo across the United States?
Oh, God, I know her name. Oops.
Yes, you do. There was luggage named
Amelia
after
her. Oh,
yes.
Well, I got it late.
Yes, well, they're good enough. As far as I'm concerned, that's it. You won.
Okay. All right.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away.
Like, am I? Okay. Thanks a lot.
Right, good deal. So, so Fran did it. It's that easy. All right. So, yeah, I don't watch the clock that difficult, you know, that closely, but pretty closely anyway. All right. So Bob in Willowbrook wants baseball trivia. Oh, man. I tell you, you can have any category you want, and I'm about to prove it. Let's see what we got here. So, Bob, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, thank you. I had six answers to the Straggler, all of which were wrong, of course.
Oh.
So I just thought I'd hang on for the privilege of speaking to you.
Oh, aren't you kind? All right, so baseball trivia. So are we talking historically or more recently?
Historically, I think.
All right. Who was the first major league player to reach 500 home runs?
Well, I guess it has to be Babe Ruth.
Absolutely. It's not a trick question. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Good deal. It's just that simple.
That
hang on.
That was too easy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it was. But next time I won't be as kind. All right.
Yeah, and I won't surprise you as much next time.
Oh, that's right. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So very good. Baseball trivia. Now I'll expect it. So I have to have a little category for that, that too. All right. So 888-876-5593. Gary is in Austin. How's it going, Gary?
Well, hey, Raleigh. Hanging in.
Good. Good. So what do you think?
I have a possible bumper guess. I thought I might have heard Gladys Knight a minute ago.
You did. You absolutely did.
All right.
And so so are you ready to guess on our theme? After Bobby Lewis and Gladys Knight?
Oh, no. It's not coming clear to me yet.
That's right. And what we played was Didn't You Know, 1969 on the Soul label. So far, two out of two. All right. Good deal. We don't
That's
to do
great.
5 by 5. You are a winner.
Okay. Great.
All
thanks.
Right. Hang on. Don't go away. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And we'll get to Paul in Woodstock, who wants Naked Gun movie trivia. I said you can have any category, and I do mean it. Got another bumper stumper coming up. Maybe you'll know this one. You'll hear it in moments here on WGN Radio.
I've tried everybody from A to Z. You got me slow, dear, and
baby, you are for me. Baby, you are for me. And now the searching is over.
The searching is over.
The searching is all
over. The searching is over.
And my poor heart is free
the
right now.
Is over.
I said that I'm so glad I'm free.
The searching is over.
Oh, I found
you.
And baby, you are for me.
Baby, you are for me.
I'm always searching now. Hello to happiness. For me, I wonder would you wait a minute? I want to tell you something here. I said I feel all right, and I wonder if you feel all right. Would you just let me know if I let me hear you saying that the searching is over?
The searching is over.
I said it's all over right here because I found a love,
the searching is over.
And I don't want no other. I found a love. To love me all night. I found a love. To love me right.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, yeah, you had a big hit. Who is it? 888-876-5593. All right, so Paul in Woodstock wants Naked Gun trivia. Quite the franchise. Started out on television as Police Squad. So it's an easy question. Name the comedy trio who came up with the concept.
Zucker, Abrams, and Zucker, wasn't it?
Yep, I'll take it. You betcha. It's as simple as that. All right. You're a winner, Paul.
Great. Thank you.
Now, the prizes are worthless, but you are a winner. And it takes forever, but eventually you'll get something. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So, yeah. Jerry Zucker, David Zucker, Jim Abraham. You betcha. And we also had Pat Proft writing, but he was not not part of it in the same way. Those three. All right. So, and then Robert Locash wrote some of them. But anyway. All right. So 888-876-5593. And I know, our question was gotten. So it's up to me to come up with another one. And I've got it. I want to go back to the World Kindness Study we talked about in prior weeks. Continuing and confining our World Kindness Study to America, well, as we know, New York City is the lowest ranked on the kindness scale. What I want to know, what American city topped the USA kindness list? Now, again, this is a researcher who devised several experiments to determine what cities, originally world cities, were the kindest. And he went from there and came up with testing many U.S. cities and determined without a doubt that one was the standout in kindness. Now, one, of course, like I say, was the Hall of Shame. New York City was the lowest on the list, but one was the highest on the list. What city? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. If you don't like that, you can have your own category. Sky's the limit on that. Everybody knows something about something, so that would include you, whatever it might be. And Monday night is an interesting animal. Tuesday through Thursday, I can prattle on and talk about anything, but on Monday night, your participation is required because, of course, if I'm asking the questions, I can't answer them too. So by all means, give us a call. 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And as I say, you can have your own category. No matter what it is, we're here to provide at least some mirth anyway. So other than that, let's see what's going on that I can tell you about. I believe we usually get questions about the full moon and the new moon, and the next new moon is not for a while. July 24th, Thursday, July 24th. Yeah, that's Carol Ford's birthday. We'll all wish her a happy birthday. All right, so that's 3:11 p.m. Eastern, so 2:11 p.m. Central on July 24th. Now, as far as the full moon, which there's nothing attached to it like the prosperity checks, that's this week. That's July 10th, which is Thursday at 3:37 p.m., and it's got a name. It's the Buck Moon, don't you know? That's right, the Buck Moon. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And last week, I had another question picked out just for Naoto, and I've since completely lost it. That could be said about so many things beyond just these questions. But nonetheless, it's always fun with Myers-Briggs. Now that I know what type I am and all that, 16 types, 8 different variables. So that's the deal there. And Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going in Japan?
Yeah, thank you. In terms of like how it's going, it's pretty humid. It's rain season.
Well, of course, we all know about that comic book artist who predicted these massive earthquakes, particularly on July 5th. Nothing seemed to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But is the Earth moving at all?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. Yeah, so I guess she doesn't score a win for that, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know.
Everybody was like, "Oh, today's like."
Yeah, got a lot of people. A lot of people wondering about that. I assume she hasn't made any public statements.
Mm.
Okay. If you happen to go to church, which MBTI are you most likely to run into?
There, I guess, church. So,
church, yeah, like religion, yeah. So you're going to the church of your choice. I don't even care what religion, but you're formally some body of religion that you're attending regularly. What are you most likely to be?
Hmm. Probably like ES.
Good so far. ES is right. Now you just have to get to
ESF. ESF. J? Yes.
Definitely J, so now we're just working on one more.
Oh, ESTJ.
Ah, ESFJ.
My first guess was ESFJ.
Yeah, ESFJ. Did you say that?
Yeah, my first guess was ESFJ.
Okay,
then you said J was right.
Well, so you're absolutely right then.
I thought maybe...
My error, you're absolutely right. And you are a winner. ESFJ, you're probably going to run into him in church should you go. So that's the that's the deal. Good. Well, as usual, you're a winner. I wouldn't expect any less. Hang on. Don't go away.
Oh, thank you.
All right. So, yes, Naoto strikes again with his Myers-Briggs types, which is a lot of fun. So proving that you can have your own category. So we've had 3 bumper stumpers. You've gotten 2 of them. The third, well, we just played it. That's a little up for grabs. And I'll tell you, it's an artist who did have a very big hit, but he's usually mistaken for another artist. Most people don't get him right off the bat, even though he had a big hit. But so I don't know if that'll be a clue for you or if I've just descended into hell for you. But either way, that's the deal. Now, we'll say 3 out of 5 at this point for speed trivia, or 5 out of 5, basically. But you only have to get 3 right. So if you want to play that, that's fine. If you want your own category, that's even better. Whatever it is you want, I'm here to please. And let's see what else I can tell you on this July 7th. Yeah. All right. So I don't know why I remember this, but I always remember July 7th was Dick Clark's anniversary with his third wife. Yeah, 7-7-77 on the beach in Malibu. But my God, I was thinking that's 52 years ago now. All right, 52. Yeah, I think maybe more. All right, what? No, it isn't either. All right, it's coming up on 50. I don't know. Yeah, math is so exact, and I'm so approximate. So on this July 7th, Mary Ford of Les Paul and would have turned 121. Yeah, born in 1924 in El Monte and died in 1977 in Arcadia. And it was sad. She'd been in a diabetic coma for 8 weeks, and she was suffering from alcoholism. Really, truly sad. And, of course, married to Les Paul. Les Paul and Mary Ford, yeah. And he made it to 2009 in White Plains, New York, 94 years old. What else do we have? Wally Phillips. Oh, man. Would have been, 100 today. Would have been 100 years old today. Born in Portsmouth, Ohio in 1925 and grew up in Cincinnati. Went to drama school, jocked in Grand Rapids, went back to Cincinnati, then moved to Chicago, and got a job at WGN along with Bob Bell. And Bob, as you know, became Bozo the Clown on WGN-TV. And Wally Phillips was the morning drive star on WGN-AM. for years and years and years. Truly, truly terrific. And died in 2008. And it was a relief for him. He had Alzheimer's at 82. Bob Bell made it to 1997 in San Marcos, California, and he, near San Diego. He was 75. Doc Severinsen, I think he's still with us, turns 98 today. Yeah, and Sir Richard Starkey, Ringo Starr, 85 today. Yeah, who would have believed it? Every time I see one of these Beatles birthdays, I keep thinking, will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? My God, that would be youthful compared to where the remaining two are, and that would be Ringo, of course, and Paul. This date in 1929, Roy Acuff collapsed from sunstroke, and that ended his baseball career, but began his singing career that ultimately led to being one of the founders of the Grand Ole Opry. Yeah. The Everly Brothers were in the recording studios, RCA Nashville, on this date, 1959, recording Till I Kissed You, and of course it would be a hit. What else do we have? 1961, Time magazine was featuring the Steel Pier, Atlantic City. Yeah, and that was the big time. And in 1961, Bobby Rydell, Chubby Checker, Fabian and Paul Anka were all going to appear. It was on this date in 1965 that Otis Redding recorded Respect. And Joan Rivers, also in 1965 today, began a two-week engagement at the Bitter End in Greenwich Village. And also in 1965, Shindig, the television show, had the Kinks doing Tired of Waiting for You, Sonny and Cher, I Got You Babe, and Aretha Franklin, I don't know what she sang, and Marianne Faithful, not sure about that either. So that's some of the stuff that's going on, but we have two more hours of trivia, and I hope you're going to join us. We have our new question that I will review after the news, and yet another bumper stumper coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. They should have released it as a single, but they didn't. It was an album cut. But yes, you should know who it is. So 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. Now, we have a number of things, the bumper stumpers, and maybe a theme is becoming apparent or not. And a new question, actually the continuation of an older question when we were talking about the World Kindness Study. Same guy set up experiments in American cities, in this case, throughout the country, throughout the entire USA, to find the kindest city. And we know already that New York City was an absolute last place. Yeah, worldwide as well. Didn't get worse than that. But what I want to know is what American city tops the USA kindness list? All right, so 888-876-5593. There's my question. You've got my bumper stumpers, and you can have your own category. What more would you want? Cleveland Dennis, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh. Let me turn this WGN off on the radio and talk to you directly. If you want to know how I've been, I feel good. James Brown, I got two copies on King. But
all right.
The last song is an Essex song.
It is.
Because I had that, yeah, because I had that on my list to make the request, and I got to look at my request here, because I heard it just the other day.
Yeah, where?
The one that you... on some hillbilly station in either Bristol, Virginia, or Bristol, Tennessee, but it could have been on WMNT in Whitesburg, Kentucky.
Wow.
That song you played today is Be Sure.
Yes.
By the Essex.
Yes, that's...
And I want...
You
yeah.
Want yeah.
Thank you.
I'm surprised anybody played it.
Well, I want to hear the other one that I just heard, which is...
What I Don't Know Won't Hurt Me?
No.
That's a great song, by
the way. I'll tell you in a hot minute. Give me a moment. I made a couple notes. I was going to try to call you the other day, but I just ran out of time. But, I got it around here. Bear with me. Some of your shows are really hot and booming. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You played by Kenny Ball, I know, the other
yes,
day.
Yes, I did. Sounded, that's right.
Yeah, it sounded great, but there's another one by them that just kind of blew me away, because I think somewhere or other, Cleveland Dennis has that particular album that they're on. Yeah, I'm not totally prepared. I'll come back to you later.
Okay.
Or email you, but I don't know. Can you tell me a couple of other their hot ones that weren't big hits? Because I know them from years gone by, but never heard this particular song by them.
All right. Well, and, like I say, I always think of What I Don't Know Would Hurt Me. It's the flip side of Walkin' Miracle, because that's one of my all-time favorites.
Right, right. The Walkin' Miracle was one of their hits.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, big.
Right.
But, you know, I'm trying to think of... Now, was it an album cut? Because that's another thing, too. They did release some albums back then. And they did an Easier Said Than Done album, and they did a Walkin' Miracle album.
Miracle.
But Out of Sight, Out of Mind, She's Got Everything. What else? I think we're going to have to go into the albums. And then you got a lot of stuff. Where Is He? I assume it's not like a remake of like All in My Mind, but Every Night, I Love Her, Are You Going My Way, Been So Long, Come On to My Party, I Have to Cry, we Go Together, which, you know, like I say, that's a remake. But on the Walkin' Miracle album, that had some good stuff, in fact, quite a few, but Curfew Lover and... Out of Sight, Out of Mind, I'd Do Anything. I'd have to look them up to know more than that.
Yeah, well, all the ones you read, believe me, if you had stated it, I would have jumped, yes, but...
Yeah, because a lot of those albums, like they would like redo Why Do Fools Fall in Love or things like that, and that's what I
right,
would...
Right, have. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And then,
I
then there was an that. There was an album that came out in 64, Anita Humes with the Essex. Of course, she was the female vocalist in that group. And, you know, some of it was remakes like Young Wings Can Fly and Gee Whiz and You Talk Too Much, but other stuff like Marriage License or Actions Speak Louder Than Words or Creation of Love's on that, but that's a remake too. So, yeah, those are the things that come to mind off the top of my head.
Is that Humes perhaps related to Helen Humes that did a lot of the 30s and 40s stuff?
I would doubt it.
Yeah, okay. Just thought I'd ask. The mind's not working as good as should be tonight.
Yeah.
So I have to get back.
Well,
I did make a note because I got STM, short-term memory.
Yep. Oh. Yeah, yeah. CRS disease. We'll leave it there.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah, good All deal. Right. Well, if you think of it, let me know.
Oh, yeah, I will.
And you are
you for the time.
You recognized your Essex, so hang on. We'll add to your coming stash eventually. Don't go away.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
So 888-876-5593. There you indeed have it. Now, so we've got my question. And, of course, we'll take your questions of any type or the 5x5, and you only have to get 3 right. Yes, because Laura, who devised this concept, thought it would be a good idea, and I concur. as far as that goes. So a big thanks to Laura from Des Plaines for this. And it's easy to win, I think. All right, well, we'll find out. And we're also going to do charts. Oh, yes. In fact, let's do charts right now. Mark is in Aurora. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you, Mark?
Oh, I'm pretty mellow tonight. I'm working out a few bureaucratic things with senior services.
But, oh, I'm so sorry to hear it.
Basically, we have a situation where funds have been cut, and therefore Meals on Wheels have been cut. And I've been told if you need more Meals on Wheels, you need to call your caseworker. And it's not even clear who my caseworker is, because the one I had just quit.
Oh, nice.
So, she went on. I mean, she was a nice lady. I assume she went on to be somewhere else.
You're right. Right. No, she probably just had a breakdown. But
No. I'm sure that's not true.
Okay.
No, we were beginning to have nice rapport, but she has now left senior services.
Okay. Well.
But I had this week in 1967.
All right, and I'm ready. Number 111, Windy.
The Association. I love that song.
Somebody had to. Number 2, Little Bit of Soul.
The Music Explosion?
Yes. Number 3, Can't Take My Eyes Off You.
Frankie Valli and
yes.
The Four Seasons.
Number 4, San Francisco, Where Some Flowers in Your Hair.
Oh, Doug McKenzie.
Yeah, Scott McKenzie, but all right. Yeah,
Doug McKenzie
was somebody would hear on Dr. Demento, but that's all right. Yeah, Scott McKenzie.
Okay.
Close enough, you got McKenzie.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I wish Doug McKenzie had done it. It might have been funny. Number 5, Don't Sleep in the Subway.
Petula Clark.
Yeah, number 6, Come On Down to My Boat.
Yeah, now, I just looked this up on Google, Every Mother's Son.
Right, and you know, they actually covered the group that wrote it and put it out like a week before. Do you remember who they were?
No.
Yeah, right, the Evergreen Evergreen Blues. All right, that's fine, you don't have to.
Okay.
Number 7, Up, Up, and Away.
The Fifth Dimension.
Number 8, Let's Live for Today.
Oh, the Grassroots?
Yes. Number 9, Groovin'.
Groovin' the Rascals.
Yes.
Young Rascals.
Yes. Number 10, The Tracks of My Tears. Not the Smokey Robinson version.
Oh. The Tracks of My... Well, it wouldn't be Linda Ronstadt.
No, thank God. No. And I was just thinking, what a miserable remake. And what I realize now, comparatively, it was a great remake.
Oh, gosh, I can hear it in my head.
Yes,
he
loved soul music, absolutely loved it, even owned a little label in Los Angeles that Fifth Dimension and Al Wilson were on. Was a big adherent of R&B, though most of his career was not.
Yeah, was not R&B?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Uh-huh, but he was black.
Oh, no, he wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't?
Oh,
okay.
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
Not that it matters, right. Not that it matters, but he was Italian.
Oh, gosh. And I'm going to kick myself when you
tell
me.
Oh, you are. You are really going to be upset.
Yeah.
But don't be too upset because you won anyway, but it's Johnny Rivers.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
But you won
Johnny
anyway.
Rivers.
All right.
Okay.
Hang on. Don't go away.
By the way.
Yes.
By the way.
Yes.
I wasn't clear. Who is Walter Scott?
Oh, Walter Scott, you mean of Bob Cuban and the Inman? He was the lead singer. Do you like the Cheater?
Oh.
Do you like? But now you don't know what happened to him. Obviously, if you don't remember his name. All right. So
well, when I tried to Google it, I always got Sir Walter Scott.
Really? Who's that?
Different. He's an Irish author.
Oh, well, no, 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 no. This guy was from St. Louis, really, through and through, born and raised. Notheis was his real name, N-O-T-H-E-I-S, Notheis. But anyway, but the deal is he was just a great-looking, you know, Peck's bad boy kind of guy. And he was married to his second wife, who his parents really didn't like, didn't trust her. All right, so you probably know what's coming, but it's a great story, I think. I mean, it really is. So it was that on December 27th, he took off, I don't remember the year, somewhere like 1980 maybe, took off for Pittsburgh, actually, for a singing gig, and he was wearing his leisure suit. And I thought it was yellow, but it turned out it wasn't. Anyway, but so the deal is he disappeared. Now, it was just terrible. He never showed up, didn't show up there, nothing. Meanwhile, his wife, the one his parents didn't like, well, she got involved over time with a neighbor who was consoling her. Now, the neighbor was a licensed plumber, among other things. That's going to be important to our story, if you haven't figured it out yet. All right, so his first wife died in a car wreck. It almost is like that bad joke in his Cadillac, okay? So, she was dead. And so after all, he was a widower, and now they figured that she was also a widow, and they had Walter declared dead, and they got married. Well, there were some things that just didn't sit right with the St. Louis police, and it took a while. I won't go through all of this, but it turned out they got information. In fact, they got one tip from the new husband's son, who was incarcerated at the time in Florida. All right. Well, the bottom line is eventually they dredged up her septic tank. And in her septic tank was Walter Scott. And they knew that because leisure suits do not biodegrade. So it was still there, you know, almost in its entirety. And so up he comes. And
so she buried him.
Well, no, he did. He was the plumber. He put her in the septic tank.
You mean put him in the
septic tank. Put Walter Scott in the septic tank. Yes, he was missing for years. He wasn't anywhere. He was under the grass. And they
feet under, but in a different sense.
Correct. They both went to jail. she not for nearly as long time. He, I think, died in jail. But I remember this so well because when he was discovered, it would have been he died. I guess it was December 27th of 83 because I was at Billboard at the time. I'd left Billboard and I got a call from a friend of mine, Johnny Rabbit, who used to do nights at KXOK in St. Louis. Johnny Rabbit with William Gray. Well, anyway, all right. He says, get the popcorn. I said, what is it? Just get over here. And so anyway, he was living on a houseboat, Marina Del Rey, against regulations, but who cares? And so he had gotten all the videotapes of the news coverage. And we watched it for hours, just absolute hours. And so, that was the deal. But they're both dead. Doris was the second wife. And I forget the name of the plumber next door, but they're all dead.
It gives new meaning to the term straight poop.
Oh God. Well, there you are. but this was the big thing. So yeah, that was the deal with Walter Scott. But since then, there have been episodes like on the Forensic Files and stuff like this. So you can actually probably find them on YouTube, I would assume. But he was really good. And, you know, and he was a local boy, you know, you'd see him at the KXOK fun fairs and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, and of course, Bob Cuban was a high school band teacher and they used to play on the river boats that were on the Mississippi, kind of a house band. And then in the mid 60s, of course, surprising to everybody, they had The Cheater in 1966 on Musicland, a little St. Louis label. And that became a huge hit. And you know, truly a one-hit wonder. Though I thought the teaser was real nice after that. But it was. I think the neighbor did the actual killing, but she hung for it too. But her jail sentence wasn't. Now that I think about it, Joanne might have been the second wife. Doris might have been the first. But anyway, Joanne and the lover, I can't remember his name. This is terrible. But one was Doris and one was Joanne. And I think the neighbor, very common name, whatever, like Jim Williams or something, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But so anyway, that was the deal. Yeah, I think Joanne was the ne'er-do-well second.
And what color was the leisure suit?
Well, it wasn't yellow. It might have been a green, but it was not. I always thought it was yellow, and when I actually saw the pictures, it was, oh, it wasn't yellow. Anyway, she got 5 years. He got life in prison, and she served 18 months.
Oh.
And they released her. So yeah, Joanne. She was the second wife, and I think he was canoodling with her while he was married to the first wife. So, mm-hmm. not that that's really surprising or anything, but that was the deal. She was sort of the scarlet letter woman, but it turned out that her moral fiber wasn't so good after all. So that was the deal.
Okay.
Now you know.
All right. Okay.
Hang on, don't
go
away.
I'll wait for John to pick up.
Okay, good deal. So 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Somebody says, baby, what you doing? I've been wondering where you've been. Now and then I think about you and me. No use fighting about the things we can't recall. It don't matter. Make love, let the telephone ring. Ring, ring, doorbell ring. Baby, come on in. Got James Taylor on the stereo. Glad that you come around. I've been feeling down, talking to Tony and Mario. You know they make good conversation. Still it ain't no consolation. Cause I've got love. Maybe I give you some. If someone comes, well, let the doorbell ring.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who's that? That's your latest bumper stumper, don't you know? And yeah, these are all hit artists, as far as that goes. Any theme coming to mind or not? I'll reveal that at the end of the night. I won't carry it on for weeks like we did with the C words. Yes, all artists beginning with last names and group names beginning with letter C. No, we're not doing that. All right, so it'll be revealed. You will know. And you can have my question or you can have your own question. Sky's the limit on that, of course. And you can have 5 out of 5, only you don't have to get all 5. If you get 3 out of 5, you win with Fast Trivia. Laura from Des Plaines supplied both the questions and the idea. And much appreciated. I'll take all the help I can get on this show. All right. So with that in mind, we have played now five bumpers, and 3 of them were gotten. 2 not. So we'll see how you do maybe on the next one if this one isn't. Now, my question, we're continuing that deal we talked about on the World Kindness Scale, the researcher who developed experiments to determine what cities were the kindest, and Rio was the most kind, and of course New York City was the least kind, tied with Kuala Lumpur. But confining it to just America, the guy went all throughout the United States of America, and as we know, New York a dead last plate, New York City. What city is number 1 for kindness on the kindness scale in the U.S. of A? All right. So 888-876-5593. When all else fails, Laura from Willowbrook defaults to Oklahoma movie trivia. All right, Laura, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'll call you another day also because we had another rehearsal today. It's going great.
Oh, good.
But things are going good, and it's cooler than the hottest weather we've ever had in the ages, so thank goodness for that, but I'm ready for trivia.
All right. Well, the movie Oklahoma, as you know, finding corn as high as an elephant's eye was particularly vexing because they were filming out of season. So, what did they do?
Curtis, what did they do?
Yeah, they had they had to get corn, and it wasn't going to grow, at least not on its own. Yeah, so what did they do?
They got frozen corn.
Yeah, as high as an elephant's eye. Yeah, that's a fine bird's eye product.
Yeah,
not...
I'm trying to think. I'm like, okay, what did they do? They used sticks and painted things like corn. I don't know.
No, they enlisted the University of Arizona Agricultural Department to grow 16-foot-tall corn stalks in individual containers. Oscar Hammerstein saw them and reportedly said, "The corn is now as high as an elephant on top of another elephant."
Oh, my God. I love that story. I hadn't heard that, but oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is funny.
Yep. So, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
16-foot tall corn stalks, and the University of Arizona came through the agricultural department.
Oh, my God. Well, what amazing minds that they would even think of that. Like, oh, let's do that. Okay, cool. Well, thanks, Raleigh, and I'll call you another day about the show.
I can't wait to hear about it. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right, good deal. So, 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. Annette is in Carroll Stream. How's it going, Annette?
It's going pretty well. How about you?
All right. So you're game for 5x5, huh?
Well, I don't know if I can think that fast.
Oh, you can. They're really easy questions.
Can I give you some guesses on the city?
I hope so. Absolutely.
Okay. First one is Charlotte, North Carolina.
No. Next.
San Diego, California.
Nope. Next.
Austin, Texas.
Nope. Next.
Seattle, Washington?
Nope. Next.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin?
Nope. Big finish.
Geneva, Illinois?
No. All right. So we got that out of the way. Now, if you come up with another six, feel free to call me back. All right. So we are doing 5x5 here. And again, you only have to get three of them right.
Okay.
What's the longest day of the year?
Solstice, which would be June 21st, usually.
Right. Okay, which animal runs in the Kentucky Derby?
Horses.
What is the best-selling book of all time?
The Bible?
Yes. Okay, so you're already a winner. I don't even have to go with the other two. You got it.
Wow.
See?
Wow. Okay.
You knew more than you thought.
Okay.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. All right, absolutely right. That did well. All right, so good deal. Where's my World War II book? I've got a very interesting, Well, that's all the exercise I'll get today. It's a World War II trivia book, and it's very interesting because it tells me all sorts of stories. Let's see what we can do about World War II with James. How's it going, James?
Oh, fine. A little tight, but I'm all right.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. Now, so I'm sure you have some guesses on our trivia question. I just know you do.
Yeah. I'm going to take some shots at that.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say, Chicago?
Nope.
San Fran?
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to say, Phoenix.
Nope.
Atlanta.
Nope.
Dallas.
Nope. Big finish.
Okay, I'm going to say, Memphis.
Nope. Call me back with another six later. You haven't been to Memphis, but recently at least. Oh, God.
Okay, well, I
guarantee you it wouldn't qualify.
The World War II thing. Although you probably want me to call back.
I'll do World War II with you. We can do World War II.
Okay.
All right. In the 1930s, when the United States was making decisions about whether to aid China or not, prior to the war. It helped that this aroused public sympathy and support. What?
The Rape of Nanking.
No, oh God, no. No,
I mean the kid. That's what they technically called it.
Yeah. Nope. It's a literary work.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, literary work. Okay. By Poe S. Buck?
Yes, and it happened that it was one of the best-selling novels in the country at the time. He wrote about the horrors in China and aroused public sympathy and support in this book. What book?
Okay, I know it's Poe. I'm trying to remember. It's not a bitter rice. Okay. I'm going because I read this book so many years ago.
Part of the problem here is that you're trying to dig up out of the cobwebs. Time's a wasting.
Yeah, I know, and now it's like it's kind of like it's like must be really stuck down deep in the cobwebs. I hope it's not in Davy Jones' locker though.
Yeah, give up. It is The Good Earth.
Yeah, which also was a movie made of
it. Yeah, all right. You betcha. Talk to you next week.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Bye. So, yeah, The Good Earth, How Soon We Forget. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And I must confer with John. I'm seeing something on the screen that I don't fully understand. So he'll have to tell me so I don't come on the air and say something that I shouldn't. We will be back in moments. Linda in Richland Park has some trivia guests as Sam and Gurney, and hopefully you two coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Molly James, and it's Monday Night Trivia. And I've got a question out there, continuing our World Kindness Study, this time confined to America. We determined that, according to the researcher, New York City had the lowest ranks on happiness scales. However, this city had the highest. And what I want to know is, what's the city? 888-876-5593. It'll be last of a series of that particular geography study. All right, so Linda in Richland Park, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh. I was thinking I was listening to last Monday's show.
Nope, it's not.
Because I was eating ice cream up front in the kitchen, and I didn't realize your show was on, and I came in. I said, well, I already had the answer to that last week.
No, we didn't. We had worldwide. Yeah. We found out Rio de Janeiro, and we found out that New York was the least. But then the researcher went around the United States of America and did dozens of cities and proclaimed one the highest on the happiness scale. I mean, on the kindness scale. It did not even have a close contender. This one won.
Okay. So I'm thinking it has to be something southern for the hospitality.
No, I don't know. By the way, I don't know that I'd go that way.
Oh, wrong direction.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not talking
about. I'm thinking a nice place where they probably have out there in Florida where they have a Disneyland. What's that city?
Orlando.
Orlando, Florida.
That's not it.
We only get one guess?
No, you get six.
All right. Well, my next one would be how about someplace in Hawaii. I'm thinking where, what city? Honolulu?
Nope. What else you got?
All right. I'll try my own city here. Chicago.
Nope. What else you got? Got three more.
Three more. Let me think. Let me think quickly because I don't want to hold the line up. Nashville?
Nope. Two more.
Got to go. How about, Hot Springs, Arkansas?
Nope. Nope. One more.
I'm thinking. Naperville, Illinois.
Interesting, but not right.
All right. All right. So sad for me. Well, I'm enjoying your show. When you get a chance, it's a song. It's not a song. It's just a little song by the Chipmunks. It's,
The Nutty Squirrels. Part by the Nutty Squirrels.
And it's called Uh-Oh by the Nutty Squirrel?
Yes, and I think it's Uh-Oh Part 2, actually. But, Nutty Squirrels.
I'm going to try to get that because we wanted to record it with my grandniece. She's always into stuff.
I think it was on Hanover, and one of the Nutty Squirrels was Sasha Berland. I forget who the other Nutty Squirrel was.
Yeah, that is the cutest song if you want to video your grandkids doing something, video.
Right.
When they get into stuff.
I'll be happy to play. Uh-oh. Yeah, I loved it. All right. Good deal. Thanks.
Yeah, play that. All
okay,
right.
Thanks.
Thank you for all that you do. Bye-bye.
Good to hear from you. Thanks. So 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. And yes, like those Nutty Squirrels. And it was the same tape effect as the Chipmunks, obviously, but it kind of a jazz scat song. It's pretty good. All right, so we have, I thought you would have gotten the last bumper, but maybe not. All right, we have four or five more left, actually. I guess four more left, right, because we have another hour of trivia. So don't forget, you can have your own category. And, we will prove it with David in Winthrop Harbor. David always likes Bill Elliott NASCAR trivia. I tell you, eventually I'm going to run out of questions for you, David. But let's see. Well, I guess it doesn't matter if I run out of questions. Let's say goodbye to Linda. All right, that's what's going on here. And there. All right. And say hello to David in Winthrop Harbor. Are you there, David?
Yeah.
All right. Yes.
How are you?
Yeah. So we're still doing Bill Elliott trivia, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
And why the great deal of knowledge of Bill Elliott?
Oh, he's my favorite race car driver.
What made him so? What caused you to? And I mean, I know he's a NASCAR Hall of Famer and all that, but what caused you to pick him out of anybody and say he's my guy?
I liked his red hair, his accent, and the fact he didn't look, he was kind of a good old boy. He is a good old boy, but okay. he was a fighter. He had to come from grassroots. Well, not grassroots, so to speak. He come up in racing, but he's a legend.
Okay.
How do you like him?
All right. 37 years in NASCAR, you betcha. joined in 76 and raced until 2012, so 828 races.
Sponsor, Budweiser, the car.
Yeah.
It looked like a Budweiser beer can. And back then, they all looked like, not beer cans, but they all looked like advertising.
Okay. Like so here we go. You want a Bill Elliott question? Well, he won this particular contest, if you will. It's not driving, but you'll see what I mean. He was the most successful NASCAR driver when it came to this award. He won it 16 times. What award? And after that, he withdrew his name from the ballot.
The most popular driver?
Yep, absolutely. And that caused the Georgia State Legislature to declare October 8th as Bill Elliott Day.
Yeah.
All right. And, yeah.
Bring that up because the big NASCAR race in Chicago.
All right.
So all right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Always. Now, by the way, was that the NASCAR race that was going through downtown?
Yes, ma'am.
And I take it happened. How did it go? How was it?
It was epic.
Okay. And so all the people, all the naysayers who thought that all hell was going to break loose didn't happen.
No. Good. Well, the people in Chicago don't like it because it messes up the traffic.
Oh, I know it does, to say the least. Yes. But not for long periods of time. But you know, to hear people talk, we were expecting to see carnage in the streets, for God's sake. So
what do you mean in terms of like?
Just with the crowds and possible accidents and other you know, things that you were hearing about on the news, people complaining.
Oh, you mean non-race related stuff?
Well, and some race related stuff too. People who weren't happy with the course, and you know, you were listening, you couldn't miss it.
Right, but
and so it didn't happen.
They're probably going to go to San Diego next year.
Oh, okay, all right.
So they got a 3-year contract this year, and it's a 2-year renewal, and NASCAR's got. A 2-year option.
Okay.
And they've got until September to say yes or no. But I think they want to go to San Diego.
That could be interesting. All right. Well, it'd be nice if they stayed though, because it turned out to be pretty good.
But it would be a street course. It would be a street course.
Yeah.
Like on San Diego.
Yeah. I can. All right. Good deal. Well, hang on. You're a winner. Don't go away. All right, so absolutely, yeah, I'm glad. I'd forgotten about that, but I know when it was first announced, oh, man, it sounded like all hell was going to break loose. People were just upset as hell. Man, it's going to be the end of the earth as we know it, and it clearly wasn't. Well, good. I'm glad that it went well, and everybody seemed to enjoy themselves. Excellent. So I guess till September, huh? And I don't know what would sweeten the pot for NASCAR as far as that goes. And, I have absolutely no idea about its presence in San Diego now that I think about it. But, all right, well, good. We have another hour of Monday Night Trivia coming up. That's right. I've got my question. We've got our bumper stumpers, 4 more. And, of course, you have your categories, as we just proved with David. So all that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Got some new dances on the scene. We can't forget.
WGN Radio. I'm Holly James. Yeah. 1961, it's just a ripe time for the Holly Gully. Remember it like it was yesterday. But who are these guys? And yeah, they were responsible for a big hit record. This isn't it. I probably didn't need to add that. But nonetheless, yeah, that's your latest bumper stumper, and maybe a theme is apparent and probably not. Maybe an artist sounds familiar, and again, probably not. All right, well, you just never know, do you? All right, so on that, I've got my question is the final one in the geography section of the show. And continuing along and confining now to the United States of America on the World Kindness Scale, we know that New York City was the lowest ranked. Now, what I want to know, in the good old U.S. of A., what city was the highest ranked? And again, it was a researcher who conducted several experiments to determine what cities were kind and what weren't in terms of how the response were to many incidents. This is about as unscientific as it gets, as far as I'm concerned, but it's still still a lot of fun. And after we reveal it, I'll tell you what the book is. So in case you want to go get the whole thing. All right, so 888-876-5593. Cleveland Dennis is calling back. I believe he is talking to John as I speak, who's got a bumper guess. Good. Well, I want to hear it. All right, Cleveland Dennis, we'll see if you're right. I think I know what you're going to say. What do you think?
Well, I was thinking the marathons. But,
nope.
No, I know, but I think it's the group that had the all-time classic, Those Oldies But Goodies.
Those Oldies But Goodies. Little Caesar?
And the Romans.
Yes,
thank
the Romans.
You.
We have a winner. You're
am
absolutely
right?
Right. It is the Romans.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, but I'm really calling back to make that request.
Okay, so you know it is. The Essex. What song is it?
Yeah, it's one of them that we didn't talk about already, but I got to get back to my desk here.
Okay.
I'm working. It's called He's Got the Power of Love.
Okay, sure.
You know that one
yeah,
at all?
Yeah, absolutely.
That one blew me away when I heard it the other day.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I'll do it. Well, you're right.
And that's it.
So we'll add to your stash, so hang on. We'll confirm
okay.
that win. Don't go away.
Well, what's the question, though, tonight?
Oh, yeah. So it's the final one when we were talking geography. Remember, we talked about the kindest cities in the world and determined Rio de Janeiro is the kindest. We discovered that New York City was the least kind, along with Kuala Lumpur. Now, we're confining the survey to the United States of America. If New York City
right.
is the lowest ranked, what I want to know, after all these experiments, the researcher proclaimed this city as the kindest in the United States of America. What city?
I would guess immediately Huntington, West Virginia, because when I was there, they treat me like royalty.
That's not it.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah.
But
by the way, I like the way you think because you gave kind of an offbeat city as opposed to something that everybody would immediately know or whatever, and it is. It's not one that's top of mind awareness.
Well, I think with the offbeat, Raleigh,
well, good deal.
I'll think about it, and if it makes it to next week, I'll have another answer, but thank you.
All right, hang on. And good deal.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'll look forward to that other answer, and maybe we'll make it to next week. But then again, you know, we got 40 minutes or so, 45 minutes, and you could ace it here. It could happen. So let's see. James, call back. Maybe he'll do it with his six guesses. All right, James.
Yes, okay. I'm going to say Portland.
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to say Washington, D.C., because
nope.
they want... No. Okay, Pittsburgh?
Nope.
Bismarck, North Dakota?
No.
Okay, I'm going to go with Minneapolis, St. Paul?
Nope, big finish.
Okay, I'm going to try Helena, Montana?
No. But interesting guesses, one and all. None of them are right. I'm sure you'll call back with another six.
Yeah, right. I'm going to bury it off.
Yeah, right. Well, sooner or later, we'll run out of cities.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, eventually we got to run out of cities, don't we? So we have, of course, our wonderful 5x5 that Laura from Des Plaines came up with. Fast trivia, that's right. And now she wanted me to be kind to you, and I would agree with that. Get 3 out of 5 right, so if you get the first 3 right, you win just for that. Again, the prizes on Monday Night Trivia are utterly worthless. Completely and totally. You're doing it for the fun of it. Eventually, we send you a certificate that's a lot of fun, suitable for framing or not, and something else you don't want, like a DVD or a CD or a tabloid. And unfortunately, life has taken its toll the last few years, so we're literally years behind on this. But we will. We were catching up, but then something here happened, and it's kind of slowed down the works for a while. It's always something. But it doesn't slow me from having a good time with you, so consider it just for fun that we play trivia. But we're keeping track of your wins, because eventually you get something, and you get something for each win. So, man, that'll break the bank when we do the postage. But nonetheless, for now, it's just to have a lot of fun. And I think it is. But as I say, Monday night, we can't afford lulls on the calls, because this is not one where I can answer the questions that I ask you. That's it becomes just bad all the way around. Yeah, bad form. All right, so let's see what else. A little this week in history. Yeah. Oh, the Scopes trial was this week in history. 100 years ago this week, charged with violating Tennessee law by teaching Darwin's theory of evolution. The monkey trial. And it was the first trial that had live radio coverage from WGN. Yes, absolutely. So that was, and you know, as I sit here, I don't remember how it came out. that's terrible. At one time, I knew every detail, and now I can't even remember, but that's all right. It was this week in 1962, the Telstar launched. Actually, it was already launched. It carried its first transatlantic programming and gave us Telstar by the Tornadoes, a British instrumental group, yes. And if you're wondering, the first transatlantic programming, Walter Cronkite and Chet Huntley, along with the BBC's Richard Dimbley in Brussels. And there were excerpts of a baseball game between Philadelphia and Chicago, the Phillies and the Cubs at Wrigley Field. There was a press conference with JFK, pictures of the Statue of Liberty, and the Eiffel Tower. And Joe Meek, actually, was the guy who, and man, was he a head case, but nonetheless, he was inspired to compose Telstar, which was recorded this month in 1962. By the British Tornadoes. So yeah, that was the deal there. All right. So Pete is in Sauk Village. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh my goodness! You almost caught me in the mid swallow.
Oh no! What are you drinking or eating?
Oh, one of my personal favorite poisons, Diet Pepsi.
All right. Well, and Diet Pepsi, that's sucralose and Ace K. Interesting. And you like it?
Well, I like it. Coca-Cola used to have a product that I liked, and this is the closest thing I've found to it. But they quit making Tab.
Right. Yeah, and that goes back to the days when they didn't want to say diet in the word, you know, like when Fresco was out and things like that. That was LBJ's favorite drink, because they thought that diet sounded too frou-frou, so they came up things like Tab. Yeah, so... All right. Well, very good. I don't think it'll harm you. Probably enough caffeine count to be up for hours.
Oh, but this is the one night of the week I want to be up for hours, because it's trash night. I'm trying to fill up those bins.
Yeah.
So anyway, as for other aspects of existence and the chemistry in this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm so physically messed up, I'm not even worried about that.
There
you
go.
Well, Raleigh, I'm one of those cases. Name a body part. I'll tell you what went wrong and when.
Oh, believe me. Being the autoimmune queen, I could go body part by body part with you. Yep, I know all about it. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, but I've got a collection of everything. Excisions, accidents.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's not just like I've got... A pustule here, a pustule there, something silly like
yeah.
that. No, I'm talking about any kind of thing. I'm broken bones.
You're the unlucky human. Got it.
Oh, kind of. You know, I'm looking up at the bell curve, if you get catch the my drift. So no. Anyway, this is the first chance, matter of fact, because of how Murphy rides my shoulder, that I've been able to call in a couple months.
I'm glad you did.
Well, between my old phone deciding to go swimming and losing my house phone, the world just kind of keeps stumbling towards entropy.
Yes. Well put. All right. So you want to do 5x5? I bet you'll get it on the first three.
Well,
you ready?
I'll take that bet.
Okay. Which planet is closest to the sun?
Mercury.
What is the main ingredient in guacamole?
Avocado.
Who developed the first successful polio vaccine?
Jonas Salk.
We have a winner. You got all three. It's just that easy.
Well, my pool of knowledge is extremely broad but shallow.
Well, these are wonderfully shallow questions, so you did very well.
Well, maybe I found my niche.
Your niche on the, exactly. All right, well, hang on, don't go away.
Thank you.
All right, so good deal, yes. Pete is absolutely a winner. See, you can strut your stuff, too. We'll make you look good. All right, so, with Eric, we're going to do Brady Bunch trivia. As I say, everybody knows something about something, so if he's willing to publicly admit he knows about the Brady Bunch, well, then I'll just have to take that. All right, James, call back with more guesses on our cities. He's determined. Probably has an atlas in front of him. All right, so, James, welcome back.
Okay, I'm going to go with Honolulu.
Nope.
Anchorage.
Nope.
Okay, Pittsburgh.
Nope.
Indianapolis.
Nope.
Milwaukee.
Nope. Big finish.
Pierre, South Dakota.
Nope, not Pierre either, but at least you pronounce it right. All right, you'll call me back with another six. All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. And let's see. We'll do this, and then we'll do Brady Bunch and Major League Baseball, all coming up on WGN Radio. James, all right, so that's a gift, is it ever? But it's such a fine record, I couldn't resist it because it so fit the theme. All right, which nobody has taken a guess on yet, and I will reveal the theme at the end of the night, the end of the half hour, actually. So about a half hour from now, we'll tell you what it is if you don't get it. But I know we'll have a winner on the song, no doubt about it. So let's see what we're going to do with John in Covington, some Major League Baseball coming up. So, all right, John, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, so we're doing 60s Major League Baseball. Well, here's the 60s, all right. Which team in the 60s had the worst win-loss season record in the decade?
That would have to be the New York Mets.
Absolutely right. Yes, the franchise.
They were terrible. Well, and my goodness.
Yeah, franchise began in 62, so. And,
right.
Yeah, that was dismal. And I guess Richie Ashburn was the only starting player who batted over 300, and no pitcher won over 10 games in the season. And Casey Stengel was at the helm of the team. And
yes, he was.
They lost
and
over 100.
They begged him to do that, and God love him, he did it.
Oh, man. They lost more than 100 games in each of their first four seasons.
Oh, yes. Marvelous Marv Thornberry was at first base.
Well,
he couldn't get me. I could get him out.
Oh, man. Yeah, so you're a winner, as usual.
All right. Thank you, Roy.
Oh, hang on. Don't go away. All right. Okay. So yes, indeed. Let's make sure we don't lose John. Put him on hold. There we are. And Bob in Wisconsin's going to guess on our bumper. So I know you know it. What is it?
It's Barbara Lewis.
Absolutely. It's the flip side of Hello, Stranger.
I love Barbara Lewis.
Me too. And I'm so glad she finally got her royalties. It took decades, but finally. So, yes. All right. Well, hang on. You are a winner.
In all fact, right. Wait. If you want to play a song for me, you can play Make Me Your Baby.
Oh, really? All right. All right. You know, it's funny, when I was deciding what to play tonight, using her because she fit the theme, I was going to do Straighten Up Your Heart. But Make Me Your Baby, I'll write that down. A hit.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. All right. So hang on, Bob. Don't go away.
All right.
All right. Good deal. So that's absolutely, absolutely true. So many wonderful, absolutely wonderful Barbara Lewis records. And, you know, she was an Ollie McLaughlin fine, and he did not do right by her. But she finally got a royalty. She wrote Hello, Stranger, and a number of others, too. Okay. Bob from Wisconsin. All right. Now, the trick is, now that I've written all this down, not to lose the piece of paper. All right. So it's a challenge, let me tell you what. All right, so we're going to go to Eric in Minneapolis. How's it going tonight, Eric?
Oh, it's fair to partly cloudy, Raleigh, but it's getting better. I just am really enjoying the show once again. And speaking of the Mets and their terrible times, they caused Casey Stengel to utter the classic statement, "Can anyone here play this game?"
Yeah, that is great. I love that. That's terrific.
That was a great line when he uttered that line. You know, it just got to him to a point where, I mean, he didn't have anything to offer up and to help the situation. So
yeah.
I guess the situation, he just uttered that line. But
that's great.
That was a great classic line.
Well, hang on a minute. Don't go away. I got the news, and then we'll do Brady Bunch right here. Great line. Thank you. Hang on. All right. And that's where we'll pick it up for the last half hour on WGN Radio.
So very much to me. One little kiss before you make your wish. I hope you wish for me. One little smile so sweet and tender send a message to my heart. One little smile is worth a thousand words. Speak love to me, sweetheart. Speak love. Blow out the candles on the cake. No need to say a word. Then put your hand in mine and I will understand. One little touch and I surrender. I give my heart and soul to you. One little touch of love can mean so much. Can do so much.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So, who's that? Yeah, one of my favorites as far as that goes. So, all right, 888-876-5593. I will be revealing the theme coming up in about 20 minutes or so as the show ends. And in the meantime, you might know the Bumper Stumpers. And if you don't know this one, well, you got one more chance. All right, how about that? Now, we're talking to Eric in Minneapolis, who wants his Brady Bunch question. And, you know, I'm not that familiar with the show, but there was one episode I did see, and I really liked it, actually. And this is when Jan feared that she was going to resemble her ugly Aunt Jenny, and she was horrified. And then she wound up getting to know Aunt Jenny, and suddenly she was like, yeah, I'd like to be like that. That'll work out. Who's the actress who played Aunt Jenny?
Gosh darn, I knew you were going to ask me. I heard the lead up and I know exactly, because she was a world traveler.
Yes.
She came in on a police escort.
Yes.
And she was talking about George Pompidou and all these people that she knew, and Indira Gandhi. And her name, I'm blanking on her name.
Well,
I can see her.
Let me give you a hint. She
okay.
She played against Sid Caesar on your show of shows.
I want to say, I can't think of it, but I'm just thinking, it's not Imogene Coco.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, is it? Okay, Imogene Coco, yeah. When you said the Sid Caesar,
yeah,
it kind of brought it to my recesses of my mind there.
Yeah.
But I was thinking there was another, because there were several guest stars.
Oh, yeah. They had a ton of them, but it was Imogene who played that role, because I remember that picture, and boy, Jan was just going crazy saying, oh, my God, I'll look like that. But it turned out to be wonderful.
Yeah, they. I remember they were up in the attic, cleaning the attic
yeah.
out, and they were going through a bunch of stuff, and she found that picture, and,
right.
and you know, and she just couldn't get over the remarkable resemblance
right.
and everything.
Right, exactly. It was exactly like her. And then she thought, oh, I'm going to turn out like this. Oh, my good God. Yeah.
Yeah. She started asking Mike about genetics and
yeah.
stuff. And,
yeah.
And she had a talk with Marcia. Marcia was trying to calm her down and tell her, well, you might not look like that or whatever. But
right.
it was, you know, they always had like a little bit of a spin of philosophy on there, like a little lesson
yeah.
kind of hidden within the episodes. So that one, I guess, was basically telling people or kids that, you know, it's not all about looks. You know, you can also have a personality in life and do some interesting things and carry
yeah.
yourself that way. And I think that was the kind of the message there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Sherwood Schwartz was great at that. So
yeah.
you betcha. All right, well, you're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right, good deal. And again, the prizes are worthless and it takes forever to get them. You're doing it for the fun of it, but eventually you get something. We're very good on this eventually. All right, Jeffrey in Portland's going to take some guesses. Jeffrey, how are you?
I'm doing okay, Raleigh. I have a couple guesses. Also, could I do, was it five questions
yeah.
and get three of them right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Let me do the guess on the city, and then we'll move on to the next act.
Okay.
Omaha, Nebraska?
Nope.
Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Nope.
Oklahoma City?
Nope.
Oklahoma? Okay. Was it Kansas City?
Nope.
And then last, St. Louis?
Okay, you got one more.
Okay, I'm trying to think of another Midwest town. Bismarck, North Dakota?
Nope. All right. Okay. So 3 out of 5, and you'll definitely get it. I know that you will. All right, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Most adults have how many permanent teeth?
Well, you're usually born with 32.
Good enough. We'll take
it. No, you have 32 potentially. Most people
get their
wisdom teeth pulled out, so you probably
right.
would have.
Don't overthink
28.
It. You were right at 32. That's fine. all right. What city is the Statue of Liberty located in?
It's near New York City, kind of between Manhattan Island and.
Good enough. New York City's all I need. Don't overthink these. All right. And. What do you call a baby goat?
A
pain in the butt?
Okay, that would be a kid. We'll just move on. You have two more chances. What sport uses a shuttlecock?
Shuffleboard?
Badminton. All right, one more. Here's the big finisher. Who wrote the novel Frankenstein?
Oh, Michelle Shelley?
Well, certainly I'll take Shelley. It's Mary Shelley, so good enough.
Mary, I know it's M. Shelley, but I couldn't remember.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, that's 3 out of 5. We'll take it. Don't go away.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, so, yeah, Jeffrey got 3 out of 5, and I agree with Laura, and Laura invented this. And, you know, because I always say the problem with this is that you guys can research the questions I ask, so I try to come up with all these off-the-wall things that you can't research. And the beauty of 3 out of 5 speed trivia is that we only give you 5 seconds to think about it, so you don't have time to research it. And I think that's wonderful. All right, so let's see what James on the south side has another 6 guesses, don't you know? All right, so this is our on the kindness scale, this city ranks number 1 in the United States of America. So James, go.
Okay, I'm going to say Montpelier, Vermont.
No. Montpelier? No.
Okay, I'm going to say let's see, Missoula, Montana?
Nope.
Coeur d'Alene,
nope.
Idaho?
Nope.
Okay, going to say Seattle?
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to say, Sacramento?
Nope. Big finish.
Okay, going to go with Cincinnati?
Nope. All right, I'm sure we'll have
another
6.
I did want to take a guess at what the theme and your song, the song.
Okay.
The song.
What do you think?
Okay, I'm going to say these are all songs that all were either hits or did real well in the week that was July the 4th.
Well, you know, you're dancing around this. That's not right, but you're dancing around this. You're pretty darn close. So I couldn't give you a win for what you said, but I do want you to think it through and come up with what it would be. Since you've probably never heard of any of these records before this, you know that they're not hits. So with that in mind, and if you're talking about a time frame, what's the connection?
Okay, they all debuted in July?
Nope, but it has nothing to do with the songs I played.
Okay, I am going to go with all the singers had untimely ends in July?
No, oh God, no, but it is something about, you're right, all the singers in groups. So no, you wouldn't have groups where the entire group had an untimely end, at least I hope not. Maybe it was a tour, I don't know, but I'm not expecting it in any event. But you're on to something there when you're tying it into a specific week in time. But what are you tying into that week in time?
Okay, they had a tour or a concert?
Nope.
They had they were on a program?
Nope.
They were on a, they recorded the song at that time?
Nope.
They started the promo for that song in July.
Nope.
They I'm trying to slow down my brain a bit because I'm dancing around this too fast.
All right, well then you think about it and you call me back.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, so it is tied to this week in time. He's absolutely right about that. And it is tied to the artists. And it has nothing to do with the songs I played. So if it has nothing to do with the songs I played and it's tied to the artists and it's directly tied to this week in time, what would that be? 888-876-5593. I have a feeling somebody might come up with this. You got one more bumper stumper that we'll come up with next, and maybe you'll recognize it on WGN Radio.
One boy, one special boy, one boy to go with, to talk with and walk with. One boy, that's the way it should be. One boy, one certain boy, one boy to laugh with, to joke with, have coke with. One boy, not two or three. One day you'll find out this is what life is all about. You
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? Yeah, all right. So 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. Michael in Park City is going to guess on our bumper theme. What do you think, Michael?
I think the theme would be they were born on the 4th of July?
Nope.
Oh, sorry then.
Well, I appreciate it, though. Nice try. Thanks for calling and do it again.
Thank you very much.
All right, good deal. Yeah, nice try, but no, it was not. All right, Needy in Milwaukee, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hi, Raleigh. It is the nighttime. It's the right time to listen to the Raleigh James Show, and I'm going to guess the bumper. I think this would be Joni Summers.
Absolutely, Joni Summers.
Yes, betcha.
Yeah.
That's Joni Summers, the Johnny Get Angry, which I never hear anymore on the radio.
Yeah.
Joni Summers. And a previous bumper, I think, possibly could be Johnny Mathis.
No Johnny Mathis.
Okay, but I got the Joni.
Oh, yes, you did.
Thanks for playing that, Raleigh. I love that song.
Yeah, 1960, 2 years before Johnny Get Angry.
God.
Yeah, that's
right.
Thanks,
Raleigh.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. You're a winner.
Okay,
all
thank
right.
you.
Good deal. Yeah, give me a caveman. Give me a brave man. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm sure it's politically incorrect, but it's a wonderful little song. All right, and I don't know if she's still with us. She was going through some real problems psychologically for a while there. That's the last I had heard, and shame on me for not keeping up with that. All right, so James called back for the last time tonight. All right, so go for it, James.
Okay, first I'm going to go for the cities part.
All right.
Okay, yeah, okay, I'm going to say, I'm going to say Birmingham.
Nope.
Pensacola?
No.
Okay, Salt Lake City?
Nope.
Okay, Dallas?
Nope.
Okay, Houston?
Nope, big finish.
Okay, I'm going to say Santa Fe?
No. All right. So there's our six. And so
okay.
this will be held over for next week. So you'll have plenty of chances, I'm sure. I doubt anybody's going to get it. So now you were working on putting our theme together.
Yeah, I was going to I maybe this is like the debut single?
Nope.
Okay. The first is the first, okay, intro as a group, okay, on tour?
Nope.
Let's see. Okay, what else could they have done? Okay, that would have. Okay, you've had the okay debut the song. Okay, mm-hmm. The intro. The could it be the record release?
Nope.
the first time it was actually played in the month?
Nope.
I got
five people waiting, so you got to be quick. One more stab at it.
I'm going to say they're playing this song.
Nope. Talk to you later. All right, so let's see. It may, I'm going to reveal it here if we don't get a guess, but let's see. Oscar in Hammond, Indiana, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, did I hear David Gates?
I played no David Gates.
You didn't. I could have sworn it was David Gates.
I guarantee you I played no David Gates.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for trying. All right, yes. It is essentially a David Gates free show. All right, so, let's see. Annette in Carol Stream is going to guess more on our cities here, and this will be held over for next week if we don't get it. So what do you think? World Kindness Study. Now we're talking about USA Kindness. The kindest city in the United States is?
Okay, Charleston, South Carolina.
Nope.
Savannah, Georgia.
Nope.
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Nope.
Columbus, Ohio.
Nope.
Maui,
nope.
Hawaii.
Nope. Big finish.
Kauai.
Nope.
Nope.
All right. Not at all.
Okay.
Talk to you next week.
Okay.
I think that's going to be a holdover. Not sure, but I'm pretty sure it will be a holdover. All right. So let's see what Sherry. And Sherry, you got to be really quick. I've got a minute here. Then I've got to identify stuff. So
I'm very quick.
Okay.
It's Whidbey Island in Seattle.
No.
Washington State.
No.
Sorry.
It is not. All right.
I had workmates that wanted to.
Well, thanks for trying. All right. Talk to you later. All right. So good deal. Now, here is the deal on the theme. Every bumper stumper I played was by an artist or a group that made it to the top 10 nationally of the Billboard Hot 100 this week during the pre-Beatles 60s. The song, and I'll give you the song that they made it in the top 10. The evidence shows they all had big hit records, obviously, but I didn't play those. As usual, I looked for the more forgettable songs. We had Bobby Lewis, What a Walk. Of course, Tossin' and Turnin', top 10, 1961, number one for 7 weeks, actually. Gladys Knight and the Pips, Didn't You Know, 1969 on Soul. Of course, Every Beat of My Heart, 1961. Joe Henderson, The Searching Is Over, 1962 on Todd. Snap Your Fingers, 1962. The Essex Be Sure, Easier Said Than Done, 1963. Lonnie Mack, Rings, Memphis, 1963. All top 10 records. The Marvelettes, Don't Make Hurtin' Me a Habit, Playboy in 1962. Barbara Lewis, Think a Little Sugar, Hello Stranger in 1963. The Times, One Little Kiss, and that was on the So Much in Love album in 1963. Little Caesar and the Romans, Hully Gully Again, 1961 on Delphi. And Those Oldies But Goodies in 1961. And then finally, Joni Summers' One Boy, 1960. And of course, in 62, Johnny Get Angry was in the top 10. Three of them made it to number one, and Tossin' and Turnin' 7 weeks. Actually, one of them I didn't play. Sorry about that. And Easier Said Than Done, so we'll say two of them, was number one for 2 weeks in 63. But all of them were in the top 10 this week in time. All right, so our other question, the geography question, we'll pick it up there next week at this time. Thanks for playing Monday Night Trivia. I'd say 21 hours from now, I'm counting on you to call right here on WGN Radio.